When scientists refer to the Little Ice Age, you could imagine mini glaciers blanketing the Earth. In fact, it refers to a period just a few hundred years ago when the Earth's climate cooled only by several degrees. As part of our series, Climate Connections, with National Geographic, NPR's Joe Palca reports that it's hard to get that icy notion out of people's heads.
If you're ever in Holland, take some time to visit the Mauritshuis Museum in The Hague. It's a wonderful, intimate place, home to some of the greatest of Dutch paintings. Vermeer's Girl with a Pearl Earring, Rembrandt's Anatomy Lesson of Dr. Nicholas Tulp. A few years ago, the museum launched an exhibit called Holland, Frozen in Time.
This is an early painting by Henrik Averkamp.
Arianna van Suchtelen is a curator at the Mauritshuis. Henrik Averkamp was the Ice King, a master of this wildly popular artistic genre, the frigid winter scene. In this work from 1610, you see a frozen canal with bundled-up skaters crossing the ice.
You know, this fancy gentleman in his best suit is skating there, and also farmers that are working. And the people here have fallen through the ice, you see, in the water there. Yeah.
This sort of wintry landscape became a must-have item in the 17th century, and there were some truly brutal winters. Averkamp, Rembrandt, and of course Bruegel, they all got into the frozen scene. But as nice as these paintings are, they reinforce the impression that the Little Ice Age was a little ice age. And the climate record shows something rather different. Brian Fagan has written a book called, yes, The Little Ice Age.
There is this big misconception about the Little Ice Age. It's an unfortunate title in some ways, because the word Ice Age immediately implies glaciers, frozen rivers and canals, as you say, Bruegel. In fact, this stereotype, which was taught to English schoolchildren when I was a kid, in the 17th century, people used to have parties on the Thames, is a stereotype that's wrong.
Fagan says for all those years when things were really cold, there were many intervening years when winters were mild. Averkamp and Bruegel were not so well known for their winter scenes depicting mud and rain. If they'd been Italian, they'd probably have been indoors painting nudes. But back to climate.
The important thing to realize is that there is no such thing as a stable climate. It's constantly changing.
In fact, Fagan says what was really significant about the Little Ice Age was the wild fluctuations in temperatures and the powerful storms that came with those fluctuations.
You could get floods which killed up to 100,000 people. You're talking about truly catastrophic events.
So maybe it is more scientifically accurate to think of the Little Ice Age as a time of great natural disasters. But surely it's more comforting to think of it as a time depicted in that Averkamp painting. Bundled up, jaunty skaters greeting their neighbors, carrying their firewood, getting on with their day. Too bad life in a changing climate has to be so complicated. Joe Palca, NPR News.